It's time for the changing of the guard in Carbondale. New, strange, and beautiful sculptures made of metal and stone and dreams are popping up on street corners, in front of Town Hall, along the Rio Grande Trail, near the library, and generally all around town. Lori Lindberg of the town's Public Works Department told KDNK that there were 85 entries from all over the country this year and that the numbers are growing.
And we get a lot of repeat submittals from past artists, which is great. I think that's a great sign that they feel welcome in the community. They like to be in Carbondale. They may not always be selected the next year, but we try to encourage them to apply as often as they can because at some point they're going to come back.
CJ Wrench from Hood, Oregon, and Joe Forrest Sackett from Albuquerque are repeats, and Lindberg says there are more local artists in the mix this year.
James Searles, Charmaine, his wife, Jack Brendlinger, Nancy Lovendahl.
The sculptures are chosen by blind jury, which means that the selection committee does not know who the artists are.
We do two online votings, and then we meet. We have discussions. Everybody does pros and cons. We go back and forth. And at the end of the day, it's all amicable, and everybody's super excited.
The show is in its fifth year and has brought such memorable art to town as the Pink Rabbit, Ernesto the Buffalo, who is now the town greeter on Highway 133, and Levee Break, downtown across from the Crystal Theater. Carbondale Arts Director Amy Kimberly says that the Art Around Town program helped the town receive its state creative district designation.
There are so many towns doing public art programs because they do work. They do bring people in. They bring people to the downtown core. But at the time when we started, there weren't so many towns doing these kind of programs. So we were at the forefront, and that allowed us to move forward with the Governor's Arts Award as well as the Creative District Certification.
She adds that quantifying the economic benefits of the Art Around Town program is difficult.
But we do know that First Fridays, the Thursday that we change the art out and lots of people come to town, the certification and the flow of people that we're seeing coming to Carbondale from Up Valley and Down Valley, as well as throughout Colorado, all that does play into financial gain for business in Carbondale. And it is something that I'm actually working with CU Boulder students on to collect that kind of data to be able to quantify it.
There is no theme for this year's show, says Lori Lindberg, but there are more marble pieces, a lot of red, and even Humpty Dumpty perched on the wall just east of the library.
We just choose art based on how it would fit into Carbondale and how we like it. Is it a good representation of our community? Is it different? What does it kind of project?
This year's exhibition officially opens Thursday, June 1st, with an art walk and artist reception at the launch pad. All of the sculptures and their locations will also be on a new downloadable app called AutoCast. For KDNK, I'm Amy Haddon Marsh.